time for a special episode of the Cultural Hall, where we talk to the author, the creator of From the Dust. It's a Book of Mormon comic, and it's awesome.
Yes, you can find more information about it at bookofmormoncomic.blogspot.com.
So let's talk about the Cultural Hall for a minute and ways you can interact with us, because this only becomes greater when you interact with us.
Oh, yes. So much greater.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Some of the best guests we've had are when people have said, you should talk to this person.
Speaking of, have you replied to my sister-in-law?
I have not yet.
Uh-oh.
But I have researched into what your sister-in-law has suggested.
Okay.
So we're working on it.
At least dignify or say, hey, I'm looking into it.
I should. Okay. I have a good 10 things kind of hanging in the wings.
Yes. And we get a lot of your suggestions from you. And we love to hear your emails. We also love it when you post reviews on our iTunes page on the podcast.
So if you subscribe to us or if you have an iTunes account, go and just leave us a quick review. It helps us to get more recognition from other people, the higher or more amount of reviews or higher reviews. You know, that certainly helps us out a bit.
We're basically asking you to preach the gospel of the Cultural Hall. Share it with a friend, and that friend will share it with another friend.
And they'll tell two people.
And they'll tell two people. And then that one person will forget to tell the other person.
And then it dies.
And then we say, did you do your home teaching this month? And you're like, sorry.
And then you make up numbers.
Yep.
And then everyone goes, I put a thing in their mailbox.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. You can also find us on Pinterest, if Pinterest is your thing. Google Plus is a place to find us as well. We do that.
Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook. That's where a lot of people find us. The thing I love about Twitter, you can find us at The Cultural Hall, is it's almost an entirely different thing, an entirely different interaction of the Cultural Hall.
Yeah.
Because here we do shows, you know, where we do interviews and we do, you know, the articles of news. But our Twitter is just fun, dumb Mormon things. Like we did Mormon Resolutions hashtag. And we did, what was the other one that was like Diet Mormon diet plans or something like that. Mormon diet foods like Lex D avocado and just dumb stuff like that.
So yeah, we do these hashtags and things like that. And it looks like we interact with our fans too, because people tweet at us and we will tweet back at you.
Yeah, of course. So you can follow us at The Cultural Hall. Find us on Facebook. Tell your friends about us, though. We love that. And always want to make this a bigger and better show for everyone to interact with. Find us online, of course, at theculturalhall.com. And now a very special episode with From the Dust. It's a Book of Mormon comic here on The Cultural Hall.
Sidewinder Media was named as one of Utah's top photographers by In This Week magazine and is a winner of several awards for fine art, portrait, and event photography. Sidewinder Media has been professionally photographing everything from wildlife to headshots for over 10 years. Sidewinder Media has the experience and the knowledge to capture your special occasion or portrait the way you want it. They also film and edit music or product videos and do simple ads for Facebook or websites. Email them at sidewindermedia@gmail.com or call Rusty at 801-941-5576 to book your shoot today.
Hey, it's me, Richie T. Let's talk about Christmas gifts and let's talk about LDS Bookstore. If you go to theculturalhall.com, right there at the top, we make it so easy. It says LDS Bookstore, and you can click link through and get yourself a Christmas gift. Get one for yourself. LDS Bookstore has everything that you need for your friend, your family. You get yourself some scriptures. Get them embossed. That was the big thing growing up, right? Wasn't it? Getting your scriptures embossed with your name, and then it was like, do I put my full name or just my middle initial or my apostolic name? Check it out. It's ldsbookstore.com. Brandon and all the folks down at ldsbookstore.com, they do a great job, and they want to take care of you for all of your needs this holiday season. Go to theculturalhall.com, click through, and check out all the cool stuff. Because I'm one that's like super overtly religious stuff. I'm like, that maybe is a little heavy-handed for me. No, they got cool stuff. All sorts of great pictures of temples and family vinyl stuff and, you know, everything. Check it out. It's ldsbookstore.com. You can get the link at theculturalhall.com.
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
It's time for a special episode of the Cultural Hall. I'm joined with a gentleman that I know very little bit about, but we're going to find all about him, Michael Mercer, and also his project From the Dust. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know, to let you know how we found out about you, one of the panelists who is here in the Cultural Hall, her name is Just Joni. She happened upon it and said, you should talk to this guy in a special episode. And I said, well, if Just Joni says we should, then we should. So that's how you got here.
Well, thanks to Just Joni. I am not sure if I know her. Yeah, but
I don't think you do. I think okay. She just was web browsing and came across
fantastic
your Kickstarter and everything like that. Michael, tell me how old you are. Let's start there.
I'm 31. I had to think about that for a second.
Just had a birthday?
No, we're going to have one soon. But, you know, you hit 30, you just stop caring.
Yeah.
So
in most respects, really.
Yeah. So and then what else do you want to know?
Let's get to it. You are a lifetime member of the church, or are you a convert?
No, I grew up in an LDS household, and my parents were converts. They're from South Dakota. That's where I was born.
How'd they find the church?
Missionaries, you know,
knocking
and then
doors.
You know, to be honest, I do not know the answer to that. My father doesn't.
Shame on you.
No, it's not that I haven't researched it. It's that my father does not remember.
Oh, really?
So I know that my mother found it through both her brother and my father. And so, my mom was thinking about marrying my dad and getting baptized all in like the same week. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of decisions.
So, but luckily she chose what she chose and I'm here.
But your dad doesn't remember. He's like, I don't know.
He doesn't. So, like, he thought that he converted, like, later in life, but I found evidence that he converted at least by the time he was 21.
He doesn't remember at what age he was?
I do not understand.
That sounds like a whole different episode for a whole different time.
Yeah. It's just, he's just that type of person. He just lives life and wonderful Christ-like individual, but just is not too worried about the past.
All right, cool. It's what's now and what's coming. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a good philosophy, I think, in some respects. There's some people who wonder too much about the past, and then it's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think that my father gave me a very solid grounding in the principles of the gospel. So.
Cool. Now, your project, From the Dust. People probably listen to this are like, all right, you teased it, but what is it?
Okay.
So tell us what it is.
So From the Dust is the Book of Mormon comic, and you can see more about it at www.bookofmormoncomic.com. But basically, it takes a brand new perspective on telling the scripture stories. In the past, we've seen them separated and isolated, and From the Dust attempts to reconstruct them into a single narrative, which is going to be a comic book series. I treat it a lot like it's a TV series. So it has the quality you would expect from a Disney or Pixar film or a high-quality TV series, animated series, but it's instead published as a series of comic books. There's a bunch of reasons for that.
Tell me.
Well, one of the main ones is that I served a mission in the Philippines, and comic books, after doing some research, are the most economical way to internationalize entertainment.
Oh, really?
Meaning you can translate it very quickly because most of the story is told with words. You can't do that with books. And as soon as you start animating things or making video, it becomes very difficult as well because you have to dub and then, you know, get actors that can speak the language. It gets really complex and very expensive. And so, and in the Philippines, I had noticed that they just don't have really high quality media, and the stuff that's affordable is not very moral most of the time.
Not super uplifting.
Yeah.
Right.
So my idea is to provide a beautiful, high quality comic book series like Spider-Man or Batman to viewers in the United States or readers in the United States. And then on top of that, to have it translated into multiple languages and distributed digitally. I've already got the first issue in Spanish and Portuguese.
And it's a pretty lofty thing, right? Like some people would be like, I want to market it to, you know, my ward or the city where I live in. And you're like, nope, we're going international with this thing.
Well, it started small, to be honest. It started very small. It started just like you said. I want to do a comic book on the Book of Mormon because with animals, because it'll be fun. And because I was bored in an institute class and that's what I was drawing, you know? And like, but as I did research for this little side project, I learned that the stories of the Old Testament are mysteries to us.
Yes.
And,
Not only just you and I, but to Mormons in general.
To Christians in general.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a large, complex narrative that has extremely deep language and places that we don't know, names that we don't know. Like, everything about it is very foreign to us. Mm-hmm. And what I found out is that the Book of Mormon story is connected to the largest narrative in the Old Testament, which is the destruction of Jerusalem mm-hmm. in 587 BC. And that story is the story of the prophet Jeremiah, is sort of the climax of this whole narrative. It's the rise and fall of the Israelite nation. And his time is the fall, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's when all the best stuff happens in terms of story. It's just very rich in the conflict. Jeremiah is constantly being thrown in jail. Jeremiah is getting thrown in the stocks, you know, and he's a doomsday prophet like Lehi. So if we get to know him, we get to understand what life was like for both Lehi and his family.
Mm-hmm. And so it came from the idea of you wanted to share it to just your ward, to then maybe the city. But how did you go?
The internet.
Everyone. Yeah. How did it take that leap? Because that to me, it seems like, man, I'm just, let's get it in my zip code first.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I think that we've got a lot of entertainment here that's cool.
When you say we and when you say here, what do you mean?
I mean America.
Okay.
But the reality is that, I'm always kind of, you know, I still keep in touch with friends from other countries. Mm-hmm. And I just know what life was like, and they can't afford a Disney film. You know, the Disney stuff doesn't get pirated so often. And even then, they shouldn't be buying pirated stuff anyway.
Right.
I mean, they believe that. That's some, you know, it's not as common as I think it is here, but there's plenty of Latter-day Saints that know that piracy is wrong. Mm-hmm. And so, but the thing is, they can't afford the good stuff. So I'm trying to figure out a solution to that. And the comic book was one way. But the other thing is just the story itself. Like, I think it's a real travesty mm-hmm. that we know so little about Jeremiah. Like, when he was Lehi's living prophet, it's like it's so connected. And yet, because the books are separate,
right,
and need to be separate for a lot of reasons, you know, it makes us feel like they're separate stories, but they're not.
Dealing with that then, is Jeremiah like, is that one of these, have you done a comic of Jeremiah or what?
Yeah, so, and that's a good question. And From the Dust is a series, so it tells a continuous narrative like a TV show. So okay. We're gonna, and what I'm doing is I'm reconstructing the time of Jeremiah. So Lehi and Jeremiah were basically doing things at the same time.
Okay.
As were the prophet Ezekiel and Daniel at various points in this timeline. They were all together in that old world at the same time. And so what From the Dust does is it reconstructs the story. So we're going to start the story with some events that happened the first year that the Book of Mormon begins. On the first page of the Book of Mormon, Nephi states, in the year of Zedekiah, in the commencement of the year, first year of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah. And that is actually a huge year mm-hmm. in biblical history, I found out.
How big?
Huge. what happens is the king of Babylon, it's basically the beginning of the fall of the nation. The king of Babylon has come in. How Zedekiah gets on the throne is Nebuchadrezzar, sometimes called Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible. He comes in to Jerusalem, sieges it for 3 months, eventually takes it and ousts the old king. His name was Jeconiah, puts on the new king whose name is Zedekiah. This is all actually in the first comic book, I might add. And then he takes captive anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 Jews. The record's not perfectly accurate. It changes in different places. But most people say 3,000. Let's just say 3,000.
And I'll take 3,000.
Among those 3,000 were Daniel and Ezekiel. Okay. And watching those 3,000 were probably Lehi, Nephi, and Jeremiah. Hmm. And so, you know, watching those people taken captive, maybe they hid. We don't know how they didn't get taken captive or why, but we do know that Daniel and Ezekiel were. And so that's what happens the first year the Book of Mormon begins. And so when Nephi says a bunch of prophets came into the land, that's what had just happened, right before a bunch of prophets came into the land and right before his father prayed for the welfare of his people.
So it's pretty heavy stuff, and you're talking about a comic book that's accessible to people in not only all languages, but also it sounds like kind of a younger, where you keep talking about, you know, quality entertainment in Disney. It seems like you're going to want to make it accessible
to the
younger folks.
Absolutely. In fact, that's my main goal is the Bible is heavy material.
Because as you were talking about that, I was like, I'm still with him.
It's heavy material, but trust me, when you simplify it into cartoons and animals, it becomes so much easier to understand.
Why animals?
There's a lot of reasons for that. Probably the two big ones is that animals resonate really well with the youngest audience, meaning like under 5 years old, people that can't read. And I'm still concerned about them. I want it to be like a Disney film where we can all watch it together or read it together and enjoy it together, right? There's something for each of us. And so that's one reason. The other reason is that every time I thought about making it humans, it kind of meant that I would need to make it accurate as possible to history. And the reality is I'm not trying to tell history. I'm not making a documentary. I'm making a fictional interpretation of the scriptures that just happens to be very, very accurate. And I've spent a lot of time trying to make it very accurate. But there's going to be things in there that are simply fiction. And by making it animals, it's very clear to people, I'm not trying to recreate the scriptures so they can watch from the dust and not be, and know that not everything in it is going to be.
You mean Lehi wasn't a fox? What?
Yeah. A hyena specifically.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah.
I was just taking a stab at it.
You're great. It's great. But there will be foxes. The Levites are foxes.
Yes.
So.
It's gorgeous. And there will be, associated with this episode, people will be able to see like some stills that you have out there or, you know, some drawings from it. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's your work?
Absolutely. Every line. But I'm starting to, the vision is not to have just me doing it. It's impossibly big at this point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you're like every line, I'm like, boy, okay. So in 2025, I'll look forward to
seeing. Yeah. Issue number two will not be every line. I've actually gotten art interns from Brigham Young University to help me out. And so I am training them and they're helping me with various tasks.
Where does your training come from?
BYU as well. And so I'd studied animation at BYU. I studied 3D animation like Disney and Pixar films and graduated with a degree in animation.
What's the program like down there? I hear it's just phenomenal. No?
I think it's the best in the world when I went through it. Ed Catmull, the president of Pixar, basically said something like that if you look it up online. So
he said, and that Michael Mercer, will you watch out one day?
No, he didn't say that. He just came and he said that something very special was happening at BYU. And it's a lot of it. It's a mutual effort on the part of the faculty. Of course, the administration that allows something like the animation program to exist. And then also the amazing students, I think, that they had there as well.
Do you feel like it's a calling or a personal responsibility to do this project?
Is this a personal question or is this a general?
No, I'm being personal. Okay. Do you feel like it's?
Yeah, I do. Every time I think about dropping it because it's too much work and too hard because I don't think I can do it, I think about what will happen if I don't make it, and because I know what's happening. I mean, we have more Latter-day Saints that don't live in America than that do. Mm-hmm. More that don't speak English than that do. And we as a people are not doing, we're not making anything for those people.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Mona Lisa from Brazil, she just opened the second Brazilian Latter-day Saint bookstore online.
I bet is huge.
No, it's not.
But hugely, like I bet people were clamoring for whatever she has, but there's just not that much.
Oh no, there's not. No, in Portuguese, no people... The Portuguese saints are loving it, but it's definitely a struggle for her. And I know how much she's invested financially and time-wise in it, but she's doing amazing work. I mean, she's making 3D animations like Nickelodeon down there.
Jeez.
And this just came out like last month. So
where can people find that?
It's on, if you go to my Kickstarter page, which is linked to from bookofmormoncomic.com, it'll be in the updates. There's an update about the international situation.
Okay.
And I have some links in there to her website.
Cool.
It's a Brazilian website, so I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's something in Portuguese.
Yeah. And so, and I don't speak Portuguese yet, so I'm working
on it. Not yet.
Yeah, we'll get there someday, maybe.
So you have this huge project. You're starting to get people involved. So is the first one done then? People can purchase
the first one's done. You can buy it online. At bookofmormoncomic.com. Just go to the issues tab. And it's $14.99. It's triple sized. And basically,
when you say triple sized, what does that mean?
It means it has like 200 illustrations over the course of about 107 pages.
Oh my gosh.
And so It has the first comic book in it, but it has so much introductory material. One thing I found out as I was interviewing people, because I've interviewed a lot of people on this project.
When you say interviewed people, like ask them about you doing this project? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, or? I started it at the farmer's market because it's the only way for me to reach an LDS audience just randomly, you know, because you can't really go to door to door and take surveys. But at farmer's market, everybody's willing to buy and talk and stuff. And so I'd show it to people and I found out that not very many, like I had to educate people just so they'd know what was going on. Like, nobody, I didn't know, you know, even Zedekiah, which is mentioned a couple of times in the Book of Mormon, nobody has any clue who he is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't when I started. And so I have to start with like, okay, Jeremiah is in the Old Testament. And
the Old Testament, that's the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And I bet there's some of that too, where people are like, all right.
I have come across everything, not everything, but a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've come across that. But the thing is, if it's an honest question, I just answer it honestly. You know, we all start somewhere, and I started with, who is this guy Jeremiah? Like, and I read his book, and I was like, this is like the best book in the whole Bible. How did I not like know that this was in it? It has all the, oh, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful book.
So it's a continuous narrative, you said. So where do it picks up with Jeremiah? So where do we end at the end of the first?
Well, the first, it's a big project, and eventually From the Dust will end with the death of Jeremiah and the death of Nephi. So it tells Nephi and Jeremiah's life story, and that's it. However, that will take me between 5 and 10 years, and probably more like 10 years.
Jeez.
The idea is a low-cost comic book series that's continuous, that comes out monthly, just like Spider-Man or Batman, but that is LDS-themed, that beautiful artwork and really, really educational.
When you say LDS theme, talk to me about, I guess, kind of verbiage, because sometimes I feel like some of these things can be pretty heavy-handed or confusing in the way that they're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does it read like scripture, I guess, is what I'm asking.
No. It's like watching your favorite TV show.
Yeah!
Right?
Cool.
Or your favorite movie. Hopefully, right?
Yeah, and my favorite movies aren't worded like scripture. No offense to scripture movies, but
it is inspired by scripture, and it tries to bring the scriptures to life. But I'm not replicating the scriptures.
Nice.
And if you, it's the idea is to make it so that when you do jump into the scriptures, you're like when you read about Jeconiah or Zedekiah or Nebuchadnezzar, you know exactly who those people are.
Cool.
Because you've just watched or read, you know, several comics on them, and it's so iconic. Like, you will not forget.
And gorgeous.
What the king of Babylon looks like, or who Zedekiah was.
Yeah.
And like, Zedekiah in history was this weakling and who never stood up to anybody. Everybody bossed him around, even though he was the king of Lehi's nation. And so, and From the Dust, for example, he's a very small, weak-looking character. And so that's how the visuals help to enhance your understanding.
So each of the characters are, like the fact that you choose a particular animal is based on the kind of characteristics of the animal itself. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
cool.
And so Lehi is a very powerful character.
What's Lehi?
Lehi is a striped hyena, which is extinct in the wild now. In the time of Lehi, those animals would have been prevalent in the deserts of southern Israel and in Arabia, and they would have been dangerous. They would have been, you know, pack animals that they would have had to fend off or encounter in their journeys.
What about Jeremiah? What is he?
Jeremiah is a bullfrog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah, really. He's technically not.
Is he a good friend of yours, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's my favorite prophet.
It's crazy because I never understand a single word that he says, but no, I'm just giving
well, joy to the fishies. I actually have some comics that are, so From the Dust is multifaceted, but some of the just fun stuff that I do is like traditional comics like Calvin and Hobbes, and I have a couple, and one of them it talks about that song.
Oh, really?
It's where I'm talking to Jeremiah personally, and he's listening to my iPod. And I play for him some modern music, and that's one of the things I play for him.
That's hilarious.
So,
so the Kickstarter thing, then let's talk about that real quick because that's going to help you out quite a bit. You can go to Kickstarter.com/.
Just go to the website BookofMormonComic.com and click the big Kickstarter button.
Okay. And what is that going towards?
So, well, to explain Kickstarter, because most people are not familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's new. It's a crowdfunding platform, which means that it's a safe way for us to crowdfund projects so that it's all or nothing. So I've set a goal of $14,000 to help me raise the funds to publish my second issue.
Okay.
And the thing is, if it doesn't reach $14,000 pledged, you pledge through like an Amazon account or a credit card. Mm-hmm. So you don't get charged right away. You only get charged if we reach our goal of $14,000.
Right.
At which point everybody will get charged and I have enough money to publish my book.
Cool.
Right. So right now we're at about $4,000, about 25% funded, a little over that. Mm-hmm. And I've got about 9 days left. It's going to end on Christmas Day. This has been a learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. And so whether we're successful or not, there's really no risk involved for any of us. So right. If we're successful, fantastic. I have enough money to print my next issue. And it'll be ready for Salt Lake Comic Con in April. But if I don't, then I will have to self-fund the second issue as well as the first. And so, you know, I'll have to come up with $14,000 on my own somehow by April.
So help him not do that by going to BookofMormonComic.com.
And click the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. You can watch a video and the page should explain everything. Also, be sure to click on the updates tab because that'll tell you a little bit more in-depth information if you'd like to know more about the product. And feel free to message me on Facebook. Our Facebook is facebook.com/BookofMormonComic. Basically, just Google Book of Mormon Comic. You'll find me.
Cool. We'll also include, like I said, some of those pictures, those stills. I called them stills, but they're just pictures from the first edition, the first volume.
Oh, thank you.
So people can check it out because I just think they're gorgeous. You talk about Disney and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I think of. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. I do have some stills from the second one. I've been working on it, and it's getting more and more finished. So.
Nice. Let me ask you a few questions before we let you go. First of all, these are questions that we ask everyone that comes into the Culture Hall, just so you know.
Okay.
Number one, do you have a calling in your ward right now?
I do.
What is it?
I am in a singles ward, and I'm the ward mission leader.
Yeah, geez, that's a big one for the singles ward, too. The ladies are like, eh, ward mission leader. I don't know.
no comment.
No, they don't do that? Okay. Then two, if you could pick a calling for yourself, what would you pick?
A home teacher.
That's it? Just do the home teacher.
Yeah. If everybody just did their home teaching, nobody else would need callings.
Okay. I'll take that. And then finally, the third question that we ask is, what is your favorite part about your faith? Or favorite part of your faith, if that helps rephrase the question.
Favorites are always such difficult questions right? to answer. Favorite part of my faith? You know, I would have to say it would got to be the whole belief in eternal love, eternal marriage, eternal families, like just the power of Heavenly Father's love for us and our ability to love each other.
Cool. All right, so check it out. It's BookofMormonComic.com. That's where you can get the information about the project. Go to the Kickstarter, get information about Mona Lisa and her project down in
Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
And check it out. We hope that this has nourished and strengthened your body and that if you weren't healthy enough to listen this week, you'll be healthy enough to listen next week. And we ask that you travel home in safety. In the meanwhile, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat on the back row.